Senate Finance. I'm sure you've all either have already done it or will participate in the fundraiser for the Armed Services YMCA that's going on today. Thank you for being here. We have the House bill in front of us. It needs to be melded with the Senate bill so that we will have a document that can go to the floor and then back to the House to be conferenceable when they do not, when they fail to concur. So we have two motions. One is to adopt the House CS, and then one is to adopt the Senate CS into the House CS. And so, Madam Co-Chair, if you would give us the first motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, since we're in recess, I'm wondering if we should call out the date just for the secretaries as well as those who are here, since we went recessed from one to the other.
Thank you for that reminder. If you're on the tape, it is March 12th. It is about 10 minutes to 11 on March 12th, 2016. We still have before us SB 139, SB 140, and we have HB 256 and HB 257. They are the operating budgets and the mental health budgets from both bodies. Madam Co-Chair?
Mr. Chairman, I move the House version before the committee, the CS for HB 256 Finance 29-GH2740-V.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Senate.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the Senate committee substitute for House.
Madam Chair, let me just finish that. Hearing no objection, that version has been adopted. Are you good? That was 256, I think. Let me take a brief at ease. Back on the record, in the many years that she has been here, it's possible that Ms. Scott made her first mistake. This is historic. Probably won't happen again for another 10 years or so. So, Madam Chair, if you could repeat that motion, and we'll just start over again. So, Madam Co-Chair, would you give me a motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee substitute for House Bill Number 256 Finance 29-GH2740V before the Senate Finance Committee.
Are there objections? Hearing none, the Senate CS for House Bill Number 256 has been adopted. Madam Co-Chair, did you have a statement?
I'll wait till we get the three.
Madam Co-Chair, a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 256 Finance 29GH2740-U as our working document.
Is there objection? Hearing none, that version has been adopted. Madam Co-Chair?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 256 Finance 29-GH2740-U from the committee, and I'll object.
Mr. Chair, brief it is.
I object.
Back on the record, Madam Co-Chair, speak to your objection.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to publicly disclose my close economic relationship and potential conflict of interest regarding my husband's association with the Construction Education Foundation that receives money from the state of Alaska through the Department of Labor.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I think that's a disclosure that you make every year. I'm going to recess just so that we can double-check those versions and CS's. Just to make sure, let's go to recess. And Donnie, if you could check those over and make sure our motions were correct. We're back on the record. Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I will remove my objection.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the Legislative Finance Division is...
Are there any other objections? Hearing none, that version has been adopted, Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Legislative Finance Division is directed to make any appropriate conforming or technical changes.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. If I can just put a pause on that for the record, that version that in the past motion has moved from committee. Excuse me. And if you have stated that the Ledge Finance and Ledge Legal can make conforming amendments, that's on the record. Are there objections to that? Hearing none, that provision has been adopted as and will move with the bill. Are our motions correct and everything in order? Is that it then?
Mental health budget. Mr. Chairman, I move House version before our committee, the CS for House Bill 257, Finance 29-GH2742/E.
Are there objections? Hearing none, that version has been moved.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee substitute for House Bill Number 257, Finance 29-GH2742/N as our working document.
Are there objections? Hearing none, that bill is before us. I'm going to take a brief at ease.
back on the record.
Madam Co-Chair, will you restate your motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, the previous motion was that we adopt the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 257, Finance 29-GH2742/N as our working document.
And there was no objection to that, and we adopted it as our working document. And are there other objections? Hearing none, it has been adopted. Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 257, Finance 29-GH2742/N from Committee, and Legislative Finance and Legislative Legal Division is directed to make any appropriate conforming or technical changes.
Are there objections? Hearing none, that version is moved from Committee. Madam Co-Chair, is that the last motion?
Mr. Chairman, that is the last motion to move the bills from committee. Mr. Chairman, can you give the general public some kind of context for what those motions did?
Right. Essentially, what you have are the two bills. There's two bills that make up the budget, one in the House and one in the Senate. The governor delivers that to both bodies in December, and then we put it through the committee process, through the subcommittee process on either side. It starts in the House. They do their work, and every other year they pass it over to us. We then do our work. It changes. We then vote for what we thought was the best version of the bill. And then we pass it over to the House, and they say, no, we don't like what you did to our bill, because it was a House bill that was traveling through the process. The difference this year is that we have a Senate bill that we worked on, and that's why we're doing all of this so much earlier than we have in the past. So we had a Senate bill. We did all the work on that, but then the versions had to be melded. We just did that here. The Senate bill now is kind of in limbo. The House bill will travel to the floor. There will be amendments that will be offered. They'll either be adopted or not. The House version will then be passed back to the House. They'll say, no, we don't like what you did to our bill. And we go, they failed to concur. And then we go to a conference committee. And that'll go through much of the rest of the session as the workings of the conference committee. Does that pretty much sum up what we did, Madam Co-Chair?
Mr. Chairman, if I might, first I'd like to say thank you to you and your team for working with the Finance Subcommittee in some really tough times, some exceptional times. Mr. Chairman, I know that you and I have had a conversation about respecting the will of the voters, and that even though we're facing a $3.7 to $4 billion revenue shortfall, that we should get our business done in 90 days. And in order to do that, you accelerated the Senate's schedule and have been working with our finance team to try to make sure that we can have these important discussions in front of all Alaskans. And the only way we could do that is these ships sailing in the night quickly past each other, so that we could get to a point where both majorities would battle out for the things they thought right, as you said, in the House and in the Senate, but also that the minority would understand the picture of and the size of the budget that the majorities were arguing about, so that we could all be involved and that we could all do the people's business inside of that 90 days. And so I just want to commend you and your team, as well as our legislative finance, our legislative legal, our finance committee secretaries, our support staff all around the building. But, you know, it's a Saturday morning. We're in a meeting that has been going on for some time. All of our staff is in on a Saturday, and this Capitol is buzzing. And the people of Alaska sometimes don't know that we are pressing hard to meet what they said as a voter on those 90 days. And so, again, I just wanted to publicly say thank you to you and your team. I know Mr. Armstrong, Mr. Hubert, everyone is trying to work hard, and there are many more. I know that we both risk when we say thank you to anyone that we've forgotten someone, and everyone is important.
Well, we went through the list last night, and I actually called Joe Kelly, who I've known for many years, or John Kelly, who I've known for many years. I called him Joe Kelly as the words came out of my mouth in that thank you round. I thought, oh.
Exactly. So,
hi, John.
all I wanted to say is thank you, and for all of our staff that supports this finance committee, the vice chairman, Senator Senator Machicki, Senator Bishop, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, certainly my staff and your staff, a big thank you for all the work that they've done to get us here early.
I want to say, too, a part of that calculus that you just went through as far as the 90 days and how we're going to get the people's business done, the vision of the governor has to be considered in that. And one of the things that he is trying to accomplish is a look at the revenue picture in Alaska. And I would say that he probably has a lot of disagreement in this building with some of his ideas. But we really can't get to a fair discussion of his revenue measures if we're fighting out the budget in the normal way that we always fight it out right up to the end. This getting this done 30 days in advance, it's historic. I'm not sure I would recommend it every year. I think finishing up a little early is probably a good idea, because the 90-day session, it's the will of the people. It's not a good idea. Many of the conversations that need to take place don't take place because our time frame is just too compressed. However, under this kind of schedule, we're going to be able to have some of the conversations between the bodies, just between friends, that need to happen, so that you can realize sometimes that oh my gosh, we missed that. We've got to fix that. Or how do we fix that? But the idea this year was, I thought it was very important. We all thought it was very important. We discussed this over the summer as a team, that we clear the decks as quickly as possible, that before we move on to any discussion of revenue, we can prove to people that we will cut the budget again, so that the revenue discussion happens in the context of a smaller budget, not just a budget that's going to be sustained year after year to continue to grow in the way that we've always done business. So with that, I'm going to go to a recess to the call of the chair. None of you need to really worry about that. I'm not going to call everybody back here. I will probably just adjourn until our Monday session. But I do want to make sure all of those motions were correct. I'm sure they were, actually. But let's just go ahead and make sure and review the record if you have to, whatever you guys feel that you're comfortable with. And with that, we will recess to a call of the chair. Senator Bishop.
I haven't got to throw out my bouquets yet. I was waiting for today. I just wanted to reiterate and not restate what both the chairs had said, but I want to come at it from just a little bit different angle. It was different, as you stated. I was kind of laying up at night wondering, man, can I get this done? Can we get this done? And I just want to thank you and Senator McKinnon for helping me along the way and taking time when I would have questions to come up and as I was working my subcommittee process. And I know you guys are busy, and I appreciate that. I also want to thank my Mike Smith from my staff and James Armstrong for helping me along that way. And I also want to thank my minority members on my subcommittee who I work closely with along this process and all involved and co-chairs other committees and the body as a whole. So thank you.
Thanks, Senator Bishop. Senator Dunleavy?
I want to thank the folks that worked on the budget. You guys were also, many of you, working on the Medicaid reform bill at the same time, which was triple duty. And I'm glad we did get this part of the budget discussion done early, because it allows us now time to work with the body, work with the governor, and also look at some other ways to drive down the cost of this budget. As I've told people and folks that are watching, this is not the end of the budget discussion by any means. It's going to continue, because I think the vast majority of folks expect us to reduce the budget even more, and we will be having those discussions on what's it going to look like going down the road here in the future. But it's not the end of the budget discussion, and I'm looking forward to continuing this discussion here in the next, how many days we have left, 30, 25, something like that. Anyway, look forward to that, so we can, again, find more reductions for this budget, and before it finally goes, we end this budget discussion for the year. So, thanks.
Senator Dunleavy brought up a good point, and that is our plan has been systemic change, And as you look at what we did at this table, it's probably less evident because it looks more like a budget that you would do in any year. But the fact is that there are a number of bills. You brought up Medicaid reform. There are a number of bills that are floating around out there that will change the way we do business into the future so that people of Alaska can have some confidence that things are different now. And it was a strategic approach that was discussed and laid out and agreed on by this group, and we're executing it. I'm going to tell you, I'm really proud to be a member of this group. I've been co-chair of finance of other finance committees. They were good people, but I've never served with a better group than this, clearly. One last thing about systemic change. We're really going to be pressed for time to do those things in 30 days. And it was a part of our strategy to, and I didn't mention in the kind of the mechanics of what we're doing, it was a part of our strategy to get to conference committee this early for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that when you have a conference committee, you go into a 24-hour rule, and so you can hear some of these budget bills or bills related to the budget more quickly so that you can move them through the process and you'll have some hope of actually getting them done. In a normal year, you might not get those done just because of that. So the mechanics of what we've done today is actually quite, well, you know, it won't be today, it'll be tomorrow or the next day when the Senate President and the Senate, or excuse me, the House Speaker agree or disagree on what time we trigger that conference committee. It can be done at any time once we've finished our business here. And I you know, there's some really good reporters in this building, and some of them have gotten what is going on, and some of them it's just going over the top of their head and they're still reporting like it's the National Enquirer. That's unfortunate because historic things are going on and the people of Alaska need to give their consent for what we're about to do, and it's difficult for them to give their consent if they don't have the information. And like I said, there's some people that do a really good job in this building, and there are some people who I think are trying to do a good job, but their organizations are preventing them from doing that because they're more interested in the stuff that sells headlines. With that, we are adjourned to a call of the chair. To a call of the chair. back on the record? We are adjourned.